Okay, our recording has started. So for those of you who are on the call, through the webcast, or on the phone, this is Pat Shepland, and I would just like to introduce Master Hone Lee for his special talk tonight. So please welcome Master Hone.
Thank you, Pat. Hello, everyone. I'm so honored to be here to talk to you tonight about the six healing sounds. Now, these six sounds are typically used as a form of Qigong therapy to balance, strengthen, or clear the body's organ systems. We're going to go over each sound and how they're used in a moment, but first I'd like to give you a bit of background. You can download the handout and read about the origins of the six healing sounds and about a Taoist who purportedly created what he called, in Chinese, Liu Zi Jue, which roughly translates as six-character healing sounds. So he used his knowledge of traditional Chinese medicine to create six healing sounds based on the theories about the five elements, the practice involving and the practice of placing the tongue and the teeth and the lips in a specific way to create sounds when exhaling. Vibrations that come from the vocalization or chanting of each of these six sounds activates the flow of qi circulation to a specific yin organ system to promote health and well-being. Now, those of you who are familiar with the five-element healing movements or who have studied level two know that we have five yin organ systems. These are the liver, the heart, the spleen, or pancreas. We use those terms interchangeably. The lungs and the kidneys. When the healing sounds were created, they weren't accompanied by physical movements, but later on, different teachers added them. So let's talk about the sounds. We'll go over each of the six sounds. I'll attempt to use the standard pronunciation of the sounds in Mandarin. And you'll find many different variations of them in Qigong literature, on YouTube, and on the internet from different styles and different instructors. Tonight, we'll use Master Lin's version, which you can find in his head-to-toe body repair manual. You can chant just one sound to activate a single organ system, or you can chant all six sounds to balance the whole body. If you do all six, it's recommended that you use the generation cycle and you chant them in the order of the sound for wood, for the wood element, to activate the liver, and ending with a sound for the triple burner to activate the upper, middle, and lower dantians. You can use the sounds to help yourself as well as to help other people. For example, if you've learned Spring Forest Qigong Level 2, you can project the sounds into the friend you're trying to help to balance your friend's body's organ systems. We'll be practicing each of these sounds out loud so that you can become more familiar with them. But you can also chant them subvocally so that only you can hear them. Again, as with any of our Qigong practices, it's less about technique and more about intention. And as Master Lin likes to say, be playful and have fun with it. And I hope you'll have fun with it tonight as we go through the sounds. First, let's take a look at the sound that's written in the pinyin XU. Now, pinyin is a phonetic system of transcribing Chinese characters into a romanized word. XU is pronounced xu, is a syllable composed of an initial X and a final U, which is actually the U that doesn't have an equivalent in the English language. So the X is actually pronounced as in the English word S-H as in S-H-E, she, so it's she. And then there's no English language U equivalent. The closest is a vowel sound in the German umlaut. So to vocalize this sound, first make a continuous she sound and make the she sound. When you make this she sound, you round your lips to make an oo sound. So by making the she sound with your mouth, in your mouth with your lips, in the oo position, you'll be pronouncing the pinyin shu. So to together it sounds like she you shu. I hope that's clear. It's kind of hard to explain this over the phone, but I hope you get it. The shu sound balances and soothes your liver system. The liver system is responsible for the smooth flow of qi and blood through your body. The sound shu relieves stagnation and helps with digestion. It helps with your lymph system, your eyes, and also your gallbladder problems, according to Master Lin. We'll use the Spring Forest Qigong energy breathing method. So when you inhale and exhale, remember that you contract your lower abdomen when you exhale, and you expand your lower abdomen when you exhale. I'm sorry, I should have said when you inhale, you contract your lower abdomen, and when you exhale, you expand your lower abdomen. And when you exhale, you chant the sound. Okay, now remember to relax and breathe slowly, gently, and effortlessly as we go through these chanting of the, each of the sounds. Now let's practice chanting the syllable shi together. First, I want you to place one or both hands on the right side of your abdomen, close to your liver. Now follow me as we chant the sound shi out loud three times. Ready? Deep breath. Shi. Again. Shi. One more time. Shi. Wonderful. Now let's try the K-E sound. The K-E sound, the vowel of the E is like the E in the English word earth. And the syllable K-E is pronounced K, or it almost sounds like the English word cut, like you're doing something with a knife, you're cutting. You cut, but you leave off the final T. So it comes out sounding like K. The sound K strengthens your heart and clears excess heat from your heart. It improves circulation and, according to Master Lin, helps with brain tumors, and it also helps with relationships. Master Lin says it assists with your small intestines and helps with digestion, gas, bloating, and acid reflux. Now let's practice together. First, place one or both hands on your heart so you can feel the vibrations as we chant. So follow me as we chant the sound K three times. Ready? K. Once again, K. One more time, K. Great. state. Next, we're going to chant the sound of HU. HU is actually very close to the, it's actually exactly like the English word WHO, like who's on first. But it's pronounced with a long oo sound. So the who sound, who, can boost your stomach, spleen, and pancreas. Boost the function of your stomach, spleen, and pancreas. Master Lin says it's very helpful if you're involved in too much brain work. Remember that overthinking and worry weakens the spleen and pancreas. The spleen's function is that it makes blood, and according to Chinese medicine, it's responsible for muscle. So if you have muscle aches and pains, you can use the who sound to strengthen your spleen function. Now, let's practice together. Place your one or both hands on your spleen and repeat the who sound three times. Ready? Chant. Who. Can you feel the vibration in your spleen? Once again, who. One more time. Who. Fabulous. Now let's try the sound that's spelled S-I. Now this is this is kind of confusing because S-I in English would be C, right? S-I. But in Chinese, in the Mandarin, this S-I sound sounds like the English word S-I-T, like sit down, sit, but without the T. So you pronounce this syllable with your tongue tip lightly touching the lower teeth, and it's pronounced with a hissing sound, almost like a hissing sound, like you're letting air out of the out of your car tire. And please notice it once again that it is not pronounced like the English word see, like I see you. I see you hiding from me. All right, so let's practice the C, S sound. It's pronounced S once more. S. The teeth are pretty close together when you're pronouncing this word. S. Now the S sound strengthens your respiratory system. It moistens the lungs. It helps with nasal congestion, shoulder pain, chest pains, skin problems, and then cleanses your lymph system. Master Lin says it's also useful for a runny nose. Let's practice again together. Place one or both hands on your lungs and be aware of the sensations that you feel when you chant. Okay, let's do it three times. Ready? Take a slow, deep, gentle breath and chant. Once more. Again. Great. Okay, now we come to the sound spelled C-H-U-I. C-H-U-I, the pinyin C-H-U-I is composed of an initial C-H and a final U-I. The C-H sound sounds like just like the English word chew, as in choo-choo train. So CH is ch, ch. And the UI sound, the pinyin UI sound, sounds very much like the English word way, W-A-Y, like show me the way. It does not sound like the English word we, like we must go, or you and I and we. Okay, so it's not like we, but it's more like way. So C-H-U-I is pronounced chui, chui, it's ch and way together. The sound chui strengthens your kidney system. It helps with your hearing, reproductive problems, growth and development, bladder problems, bone density, and bone marrow issues. It also assists in releasing fear, an emotion that weakens the kidney system. Now let's practice together. I want you to rub your palms together until they're warm, and then place your palms on your kidneys and then rub your kidneys until they're warm. Now take a slow, deep, and gentle breath and begin to chant, Chui. Once more, Chui. Feel the deep vibration in your kidneys as you chant once more, Chui. Excellent. Okay, last but not least, we come to the sixth sound. It's spelled X-I, and this is very easy because it's pronounced just like the word for she, like she did it, female pronoun, she, but with a long E. So you form, but you form your lips, like spread your lips in a smile, and your teeth are close together, and the sound comes out from almost clenched teeth, and it activates your triple burner and helps with digestive and immune system problems. It's also very good for poor circulation and rheumatism and metabolism, strengthening your metabolism. So now let's all practice together. This time we're going to combine movement with the chant. So you can do this with any of the sounds and any of the movements that we do in Spring Forest Qigong, any of the active exercises or the healing movements. Now, I love moving of yin and yang. So I want you to position your hands in the moving of yin and yang position and move them slowly as you would in the elliptical pattern, in your elliptical pattern that you're very familiar with, as we chant together the sound she. So ready? Take a deep breath, and we're going to chant three times. Ready? She. Once more, she. Last time, she. Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to stop now and see if we have any questions. Pat, do we have any questions? We'll give people a chance to type in their questions and see if anybody wants any clarification on what I've said.
Sure. We have the first one here is Joanne from Calgary, and she just said, hello, happy to be here.
Hello, Joanne. Glad to have you with us.
And we have Elizabeth from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. Oh, did they name that after you? And it says, she says, greetings and love to all. Liz Severino here, formerly of New Jersey, now living in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And now we have Melanie. And Melanie is asking, when one chants subvocally, do you actively mouth the sound, making no sound, or just visualize the sound? Thank you.
That's a great question. Yes, you can do one or all three. Again, it's your intention rather than the technique that counts. But if you form your lips and you you make the sound subvocally, but you activate your lips and mouth, and you do it so that no one else can hear you, that's quite effective also. Now, one benefit of doing it subvocally is instead of doing it out loud is that you can always do the chant of the one of the words, one of the syllables, to activate or to balance one of your organ systems. For example, if you had a big meal, right, a lunch, and you're standing at the cashier's register, and you want to balance out your stomach and spleen, you would you could chant "hu" subvocally, because I mean, if you did it out loud, people would be staring at you and may call the police on you. Any other questions?
Let me refresh and see if we have another one here. Yes, we have quite a few. This is great. How long, this is from Elena in Cambridge, how long should you do a sound?
Okay, you can do a sound. What they recommend, or what most Qigong literature that I've read recommends, is that you do it for a certain number of times. Now, how long you vocalize a sound depends on your own lung capacity and your breath. What I would recommend is that it should be done fairly effortlessly, so that you're not trying to force a sound or trying to lengthen the sound so that you get out of breath. So the benefit comes from doing it without any effort and breathing naturally and deeply, using the Spring Forest Qigong energy breathing method, where you're breathing in with your entire body, and when you exhale, it should be effortless. So what most people recommend is that you would make each sound from, say, 3 to 6 times. And if you're doing the sounds, you would do them in the order of the generation cycle. So you would go from, as we practice, from the liver to the heart to the spleen and pancreas, the lungs, the kidneys, and then the triple burner. I hope that answers your question.
Okay. Maria is saying, thank you for teaching this with movement and holding different organs. This inspires me to use it with healing movements.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that comment, Maria. It's, you can play with it and combine it with any of the healing movements or the active exercises. As I mentioned early on, when this system of the 6 healing sounds was first created, there were no movements associated with them. and they were added later on by different people. And also, if you do some research, you'll find that no one has one standard way of moving or a set of movements. So it's all different, but they can all work for you. The important thing in practicing the six healing sounds, whether we're practicing the six healing sounds or any of our spring forest movements or meditations, is that everything should be without effort and not forced. Any other questions?
Yes, we have a few more here. This is from Rose from Los Angeles, and she is asking, does the pitch, the musical note of the sound, make a difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is it Rose?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for asking that, Rose. So everything actually depends on what you want to do with a sound. So I think you can kind of imagine that if you want to clear out an organ system, if there's a blockage, you would want to chant in a more penetrating way, a louder, more vocalization. The pitch and the tonality matter less than the actual intention. Again, it's what the intention is what counts, because we all recognize that sound is a carrier. It's a carrier of energy, and it's a carrier of information. We have sound waves going through the atmosphere. So it's carrying a message. So if you have a blockage, in addition to the sound that you're going to make, you want your intention, you want to set your intention as to what you want to do with the sound. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Let me add that if, for example, you have an organ system that you feel it's kind of weak, and you want to strengthen it or boost it, or what we call tonify it, you would use a softer, more mellow sound. You don't want to use a shocking sound. So I would equate it to a massage. You know, many of you have learned chi-sage, right? So we don't have to use a lot of force. We're projecting the chi into the tissues, the same way with the sounds. So if you're hurting, for example, and you're trying to soothe away the hurt, you're going to gently massage it. However, if you have like some stagnation, you know, you might want to rub some liniment on it and then rub in a stronger, more forceful way to break up the stagnant energy. So it's the same way with a sound. You can modulate the volume and the pitch to work for you in a way that you intuitively feel is best. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. Vince from Bethel Park says, many thanks, Master Lee. Besides using the Xi, the XI sound with moving yin and yang, how do we incorporate the other sound in active exercises?
Okay. Yes, you can, for example, you can use, I love the moving of yin and yang, and you can use it for any of the sounds. Or I like breathing of yin and yang, where you which we use in the five element healing movements to activate our heart energy, right? But you can also use it for any of the sounds. So you don't always have to match the sounds with the movements. It's whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever movement that may be your favorite and you like to do it, you can do it with movement, and as I said again, you can do it without movement. You can do it by holding your or touching one of your organ systems, I mean close to your organ systems. And we're going to try that when we do the meditation later on. I hope that answers your question, Vince. Thank you.
Okay, we have William from Chicopee. Thank you for sharing. I have learned the six healing sounds, but this is the most detailed I have heard about them. I learned the, like a snake sound. Is that still effective? I hear you also add the sound on the end. Does that make it even more effective?
Okay. Can you spell, is it William who asked the question?
Yep. The S-I is what
the S-I,
you said, like
yes.
S like a snake?
Yes, yes. The S-I sound, yeah. For a lot of people out who are teaching this six healing sounds, sometimes it's confusing because they get confused with the pinyin. And S-I is, as I've explained it, is the S-I like in sit, like the English word sit, like sit in a chair, but without the final T. So it's S, S. And I, what is the second syllable that William asked about?
He said, I hear you also add the sound on the end, like UH. Does this make it even more effective?
For the same syllable?
That's what I'm seeing here.
Okay. Maybe William can type in his question again, because that's not too clear to me. If I included another ending in there, I didn't mean to do it.
Well, let's go to James, James Breyer in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and he said, thank you, Master Hone. I have a question about the third sound, that's the S-I sound. Is it more of an I-H sound at the end or U-H?
Okay.
Maybe that will help.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so... It's just the pure SI, like for the first when you try to say sit but without T, S, and you get a buzzing sound through your teeth when you vocalize that sound. Does that seem clearer? That, does it?
Yeah, to me it does, and I'll
say.
See if, yep, yep. I think that helps. So we have Rhonda from Greenport, New York, and she said, Master Hone, are there other movement and chanting combinations? Thank you.
Okay, as I mentioned before, you can have fun with it and use any type of movement. In fact, you don't even have to limit yourself to spring forest movement. You know, if you like to, if you have a favorite way you move around and you want to combine it with the healing sounds, that would be perfectly fine. You can just wave your hand around and do it slowly and get into the moment. And in addition to these six healing sounds, there are other sounds that other Qigong styles practice that are specific to certain conditions, health problems, but we don't have time to go into those tonight. I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have Manira from Calgary, and she says, "Hi, Hong. The sounds as explained on the head to toe are a bit different than how you have explained. For example, ker, the er is voice, but it's not vocalized with the how you have. I know there are slight variations. Is it okay to use our intention to trump if we vocalize slightly differently?"
Okay, yeah. So, hi, Manira. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. What sound was Manira asking about? Can you spell it?
The K-E-R-R-R.
Okay, K-E-R-R-R. Yeah. So it's the sound, yeah, you can probably blame me on this because I actually had a hand in editing the head-to-toe healing manual and probably wasn't that careful. What I'm explaining, and you can do it the way you've been used to. There's no problem with that. That's perfectly fine. Whatever resonates with you and works for you. What I'm trying to do is to give you the standard pinyin spelling of those names and of those sounds and that are the most widely and commonly accepted. But whatever you feel comfortable in vocalizing, that's perfectly fine. So the K sound, which is spelled with the K-E in pinyin, is pronounced without the R. It's the K, like in cut, but without the T. So it's K. I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have, let's see, I just want to make sure. Okay, I've got a couple more. Elizabeth Severino again from Elizabethtown. She said, "You're using different tonalities. When you say woo, W-H-O-O-O, it's higher in the octave than some of the others. What do you suggest as the tonalities?"
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for that question. That's a great question. You can use any tone that you feel comfortable in using. It doesn't really matter because some people have a high-pitched voice and some people have very low-pitched voice, and they're going to sound completely different, but it all works. It's actually the vibration and, again, your intention as to what you want to do with the sound. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. And then we have Donna from Madison, and her question is, "What is the elliptical movement that was done with the XI sound?"
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked that because probably some of our callers on the internet have not done the five healing movements yet. And if you learn the five healing movements or you do level one, then that exercise would be explained to you. So if you haven't done either one, I strongly suggest that you get a copy of the Spring Forest Qigong Level 1 or the five element healing movements. That it's so wonderful. You'll really enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that is wonderful. We are at the end of the questions.
Okay. Some great questions, and I thank all of you for asking them. Keeps me on my toes and humble. Okay, now, if there are no more questions, I'm going to do the guided meditation, and we're going to use the six healing sounds. So you can do this sitting, standing, or lying down. All right, I'm going to guide you through. Now close your eyes. Release any tension from your neck and shoulders and put a smile on your face. And take three slow, deep and gentle breaths. Now say the password in your mind. I am in the universe. The universe is in my body. The universe and I are one. Feel the peace, quiet, and stillness of the universe coming into your body. Call on your master's energy to help you in this healing meditation. Now hold your hands in a prayer position in front of your chest and tell the universe what you want. Take 30 seconds to do so. Now listen to my voice as I guide you in a healing meditation so that you can hear me. I'm going to ask you to chant each sound softly and subvocally throughout the meditation while I'm talking. I'll use my voice to resonate with your chanting for a more deeper and more penetrating practice so that the sounds can resonate with your organ systems. Now visualize an energy ball the size of a volleyball and place it in front of your lower dantian. If you practice level one, you'll recall the active exercise that we call joining of yin and yang. But it doesn't matter if you've practiced it or not, because I'll be guiding you through. Now, you will hold the energy ball between your palms in front of your lower dantian, just below the navel. Hold the energy ball between your palms and slowly rotate the ball. And as you rotate the ball, visualize and feel the energy of the ball merging with the energy of your body. Now chant the sound shi softly and subvocally so that only you can hear it. Project the sound of shi into the ball. As you continue to chant, feel the ball vibrating with each sound. See the ball filling up with a shimmering emerald green light. Now bring the ball to the right side of your abdomen. And as you continue to chant, shi, see and feel the green light, shimmering light, vibrating and penetrating into your liver. The light and sound of shi nourishes and soothes your liver. Continue the chant, shi, and feel the sound vibrations in your liver. Any anger, frustration, and resentment is vaporized in the light and sound. Now let's chant the sound ka softly and subvocally and project the sound ka into the energy ball. See and feel the ball vibrating with each sound of ka. And as you continue to chant, see the ball filling up with a pastel red-colored light. Cool. Now draw the ball closer to your heart. Feel and see the ball transmitting healing light and sound into your heart. And every time you chant, Ko, visualize a red vaporous light dissolving and resolving all anxiety from your heart and soul. Next, let's chant the sound Hu. And project the sound Hu into the ball between your palms. Feel the ball vibrating with each chant of Hu. And as you continue to chant softly and subvocally, see and feel the ball filling with warm golden sunlight. The sunlight is shining brightly, and the ball feels warm in your palms. Draw the energy ball to the right side of your body near your spleen and pancreas. See and feel the energy in the ball transmitting golden sunlight into your spleen and pancreas. And every time you chant, Hu, feel the light and see the light and sound energizing your spleen and pancreas. And see and feel the light and the sound vaporizing any worries, obsessive thoughts that are troubling your mind. Next, let's chant the sound S. The SI sound. Softly and subvocally, project the sound S deep into the energy ball. Feel and see the ball vibrating as you continue to chant S. See the ball filling up with divine white light with each sound. The light from the ball begins to become brighter and brighter. It shines brighter and brighter. Now draw the ball toward your lungs and continue to chant. See and feel the divine white light cleansing your lungs. Your lungs feel so clean and refreshed. You can breathe so much more deeply and easily. As you continue to chant, feel the vibrations in your lungs. And see and feel the light and sound evaporating any sadness, any melancholy from your body, mind, and spirit. Now let's chant the sound CHUI, CHUI. Silently and effortlessly. Project the sound Chui into the energy ball. Feel and see the ball vibrating each time you chant the sound Chui. filling up with a shimmering essence. The essence is a color of dark, deep, dark purple. Now draw the bowl closer to your lower Dan Tien, and as you continue to chant, Chui, see and feel a stream of purple-colored essence flowing from the bowl into your kidneys. The purple-colored essence is filling up your kidneys. The essence vibrates with the same frequency as your jing, your original essence, your natural inheritance. The essence and the sound nourish and replenish your hormones, bones, and bone marrow. And as you continue to chant, Chui, fears dissolve and disappear from your body, mind, and spirit. Last but not least, we chant the XI sound and continue chanting XI, the sound XI, softly and gently, and feel the energy ball vibrating to the sound of Xi. And as you continue to chant, the ball becomes luminescent, filled with tiny stars from the universe, shimmering and radiating healing light. Now, lift the energy ball slowly over your head while you continue to chant the sound. Xi. Now, release the energy ball into the top of your head. See and feel the ball descending and floating down to your third eye level. As you continue to chant, Xi, see and feel rays of bright light filling your head and upper body and clearing away any and all blockages. Now see and feel the ball descending and floating down to your heart level. And as you continue to chant softly the sound, Xi, see and feel the healing light illuminating your chest and organs, all the organs of your torso. See and feel the light clearing away all the blockages from your heart and chest and torso. And finally, see and feel the energy ball descending to your lower Dan Tien. And whisper the sound, Xi. And feel the vibration of the sound, Xi, in your lower Dan Tien. See the light filling your lower abdomen. See and feel the light and the sound clearing away any blockages, any remaining blockages there. Now feel all your channels from the top of your head to the bottom of your torso are open, open, completely open. And say in your own mind, I am completely healed. I am completely healed. Completely healed. Now see the energy ball in your lower dantian, collecting all the energy that you've generated with the light and sound, collecting back into the energy ball. And see the energy ball spinning faster and faster in a clockwise direction, faster and faster, and it spins faster and faster and gets smaller and smaller and brighter, until it becomes a small energy pill. Then tuck the pill deep behind your navel. This is your power center. And any time you need that extra energy, you can call on that small energy pill tucked deep behind your navel. Now take three slow, deep, and gentle breaths. Now rub your hands together until they're warm. And massage your face. And comb your hair. And gently cup your head from front to back. Then massage your ears. That concludes our call tonight. Thank you all so very much for sharing your love and healing energy with me. And I hope you have a relaxing summer. And I look forward to seeing many, if not most of you, at our next Spring Forest session, Spring Forest event. I'm going to level 4 in August, and I hope to see many of you there. Thank you, bless you, and good night.